Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Matt.
Good evening.
And welcome.
Welcome.
I did the arm gesture of welcoming the audience that can't see any shit that I'm doing.
Good evening and welcome to the Gamers 2 podcast, brought to you by
Barbasol.
Barbasol.
Evaporated milk.
Evaporated milk.
What other Red Skelton?
And baby tears.
What other things sponsored the Red Skelton comedy sketch show? Shia, I don't know. I definitely think evaporated milk was one of them, though. Anyway, that's a side tangent for another time. What? You've already said what we're doing. Never mind. What have you been up to the last 7 days?
I'll
get right into it, unless there's anything else we need to talk about right now.
I don't think so. I mean, it's the 16th, I believe.
That it is?
August 16th, Gamers 2 podcast. We're doing it.
Doing it live.
What have I been doing?
For us, anyway.
What have I been doing? That's a good question. I mean, did we play Wolfenstein this week?
We did. We got another level down.
Did we, though?
Yeah, we got more than one mission done. Okay. I mean, there's no such thing as levels, that's the thing.
True, yeah.
We got missions done, and then we walked into a brother problem.
Yeah, I don't know why. We kind of, like, we should have bailed on it, but we kind of, like, didn't even consider that an option. We're just like, yeah, we're going to walk in here and fuck up some
things.
We're
here. I'm going to press the button. I shouldn't press the button, but I'm going to press the button. Okay. No.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, all in all, it was fine. You know, we were just...
We learned
a sliver.
We learned our lesson just
did
right,
we, though,
right before the end.
Because we literally were a sliver away from beating that dude.
Sliver. But I don't know if he was the final.
Oh, the final form?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he was a guard of the brother.
Okay.
So he was probably the like mini boss before brother.
I misinterpreted that situation.
I think so. I think his name was German word for guard, brother.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get back to you on that one.
I believe in my ability to read German and understand that that's what that said. Yes, totally. Yep. Played a lot of Wolfenstein.
We'll check on that.
Stuhl. You want to know what that is in German?
Stuhl?
Good job.
I can speak German, everyone. It's a recent development.
Just add an H.
Let's see here. I didn't really play any of the Division. I think that's all I played. I think I just played Wolfenstein and didn't really get into anything else. Haven't really watched anything other than, you know, like the couple episodes of Voyager, which is just gotta get through that, man. I mean, it's just not, it doesn't hold up. I mean, it's just
disappointing, but I also think to be expected.
Yes. So we'll get through that. Samantha started watching Stranger Things, so I started rewatching a couple episodes with her every once in a while, a little bit when I walked in. Anime, Demon Slayer.
It's back?
No, it's been running.
You're back on it?
I've been on it. I've been watching every Saturday. It comes out every Saturday. But I did not watch this past Saturday. But then, like, all of my social media, I don't want to say social media, but all of my stuff that I partake in, like Reddit, you know, Google News articles, stuff like that.
The things I was getting things I partake in
flooded with, like, people just articles about the last episode. I don't know if it's the last episode or the most recent episode. I'll say the most recent episode.
Like, spoiler flooded?
Like,
or like, this was really good flooded, or this was really bad flooded.
This was, like, groundbreaking, you know, like, how do they do it type of stuff.
Interesting.
So I got around to watching it this past week. And it's a work of art. It is gorgeous.
Wow.
It's just the animation. The animation, the storytelling, like the visual effects, like the choreography. It was a work of art and it was lovely.
Hentai is art, Matt. You're right.
Listen, I can recommend some good hentai to you if you're interested.
Please don't tell me you can do that.
What else? Hentai's weird, dude. It's weird.
I believe you. Did I not update the dates again? I didn't.
I noticed. You tried to bamboozle me. I gotcha.
Anyway, I just glanced back down and I was like, I gotta switch my dock. Oh, wait. No, that's right.
That's it. I mean, that's all I've really done. I mean, we watched Moneyball. We just watched Moneyball.
We did just
Nate
watch Moneyball.
Slowly trying to pollute my mind with his baseball. So he's very clever. You know, he's like, a little bit here. And then I kind of like gave a little bit. I'm like, I'm going to watch this baseball anime. And he's over here like, that's cool. And secretly, he's like over here like, oh, I got this motherfucker.
Oh, trust me. If you weren't working tomorrow, we were driving to Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. My mom, too. It was so funny because you asked you about, you know, possibly going to a game Tuesday.
Yep.
My mom.
I'll take your mom.
She went Friday. She went today. Oh. Was it today?
Today's Friday.
Was it craft beer day today?
Probably.
That's when they went. They got tickets to go on craft beer night. And I believe it was this
I believe today. We would have been going on Taco Tuesday. So
okay.
Pick your battles on who you think has the better night.
So she was like, oh, we're going to this baseball game. I'm like, okay, you fucking weirdo. I didn't know you like baseball. You freak. No.
So we would have been going to Pennsylvania. I'll let you finish.
That's all I got, really. I mean.
So we would have been going to Pennsylvania to watch the Little League World Series tomorrow.
I've seen some of that on ESPN.
Yes. And we would have been
intense.
We would have been down there for all four games tomorrow, which means we would have had to been down there by 11 o'clock and leaving after the last game, and we would have loved it.
If I wasn't working, I would have done it.
It's your baseball anime.
Oh, yeah.
But American.
Yeah. It's intense. I think I was it last year or 2 years ago. I saw it was like on ESPN somewhere.
Yeah, it's always on ESPN.
And I was watching ESPN it, and everyone was like getting really into it because like the kids are just really into it.
Oh, yeah. I watch as much of it as I can, as illegally as I can or any other way because ESPN doesn't, you know, don't pay for cable. So,
yeah, that's all I got. That's all I've been up to. Oh, I did get my suit for my wedding tailored. It was really cheap.
Oh, right.
Like Samantha's dress, I think her tailoring bill came to like $400, something like that.
Wow.
I got the pants hemmed. I got the pants, tapered a little bit. The legs were a little baggy. I got the suit, waist taken in a little bit. And
you get the waist taken in a little bit and not getting taken out a little bit. That's good. That's a good move.
Well, they make suits like a fucking.
Listen, take the compliment. Don't fucking tell me how they actually make suits.
They just make them like a goddamn potato sack.
You could have just worn one of those.
This lovely older gentleman.
I'll wear a burlap sack and only that to your wedding.
I mean, it probably would look good.
I don't know if you've seen me in a burlap sack, but.
Lovely older gentleman I went to who ran a tailoring shop out of his house. He had the best reviews on Google, and I was like, I'll check this dude out. Really nice dude. Got it done in a week. Charged me $42.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Then.
I was estimating. I'm like, it's probably gonna be like $150. You know, that's probably
right.
$42. I was like, damn, son.
Works. That works.
Yeah.
Now you're like, I wonder where he cut corners.
Now I'm just going to take everything to him and be like, tailor all my clothes. Make me look like $1 million.
Go to Target, buy a graphic tee, walk to him. Tailor this, please. I need to make sure this fits.
That's it. That's all I got. What have you been up to?
More. And simultaneously less. No tailoring. There's no fun news like that. Still haven't bothered to go figure out if I'm going to wear a jacket or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's still that, you know.
Yeah.
I know the rest of the outfits, just do I wear the jacket or not? Which, ergo, do I go buy a jacket or not? I don't own one. That mm-hmm. different discussion. We don't need to talk about your wedding right now. It's not the wedding podcast.
Thank God.
So Sam would kill us if we did that without her.
Yeah.
So playing the Pokemans goes.
They have some event coming up, don't they?
There's a raid thing tomorrow.
Okay.
I think Dewey and them are going to it. I'm not worried. I already have the Pokemon. I don't have it shiny, I'm not that worried. Division 2, hopped in, shoot some, bad guys, shoot some Black Tusk.
Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew.
Take back DC.
Pew.
Pew, pew. Loots.
Loots, bad guys, a winning combination. The show, new content just dropped again. It was Griffey Week, big whole thing, yada, yada, more content, more me playing it. Then we got more Fire Emblem. We already talked about Wolfenstein, so I'm skipping that one. But we got more Fire Emblem out of me. I'm like, weird. It's kind of a dating sim. I kind of knew that. But at the same time, I like strategic battling, which is what I'm actually calling this.
Strategic battling dating sim.
I don't really... concerned. Everybody on Twitter and stuff is calling it a dating sim. And I can see where they're coming from, because I guess you can romance people. There's definitely social bars about where you are with people. But until people started pointing that out, that it could be a dating sim, I was like, I guess it is. Because I was seeing it as you recruit, you have to get up to a certain favorability to recruit them to your army, air quotes.
Yeah.
But
your harem.
Apparently you can
sicko.
Apparently you can push it to past that. And I was like, oh, okay. That's the thing I didn't think about.
Does it make them fight better?
I don't know. I don't want to discuss that theory in our head right now. more Fire Emblem, more Nazi killing, more Black Desert Online. I say more as in I just get more confused with it when I look at it.
I saw when I walked in you had the whole array of websites and
yeah, game on. I'm trying. Todd gets it. Todd understands it. Todd likes it. And I feel like I don't have any real problem with it, but I'm not invested. And I feel like I'm just missing something. So I tend to pack rat. I'm like, I don't know if this is going to be usable at all. Mine. And I just throw it all in storage, or it's on my person. And I'm like, this is all mine. This is my stuff. Eventually I'll need it, and then I'll beat the game. Like, there is no beating BDO, but it's the good old potion problem in Fallout 76. I had all these Nuka-Colas and everything, and I was like, perfect. Those are at my house. They're there. I'll use them when the time comes right. I beat the game. I've never drank a potion. Whoops. all those weird, pack rating things. So I was like, all right, do something you don't normally do. You don't care about this game. It's not your WoW game where you actually know what things do. So screw it. Sell things, do things, do some random. So I'm trying to
spice it up a little bit.
Read some guides, read some other stuff, and try to figure out what I actually want to do and if I want to continue playing or not. At the moment, I'm still first mate, whatever my name is, and we kill sea monsters on boats.
That's
my one known thing.
That's kind of my issue with The Division, and I was like, I don't know, something's not clicking for me, I don't know, I literally was hoarding everything.
Yep.
But last time we started playing again, recently when I started playing again, I just said, fuck it, and I started selling and dismantling literally everything if I wasn't using it.
Yep.
And I was just like, nah, I don't care.
So the way I do that in Division is anything that doesn't drop at 500, gone. Yep. I don't even care what the stats are, gone.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that gets allowed, pistols. Because my specialist pistol on my demo is 500. But if I switch to non-demo, I need to make sure to have at least another pistol. Otherwise, it'll default me to a level 1 pistol and screw with my gear score.
Yeah.
So I need to make sure I always keep at least a pistol. Though I don't care what item level it is. It just needs to be there. But yeah, that's I think everything. Oh, Todd and I have been playing Realm Royale. That's a battle royale, free to play, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. We've won twice.
That's good.
So I'm feeling pretty good. It's not great, but it's good for us.
Is it similar to Fortnite as in there's building, or is it just straight shooting?
Shooting, but abilities. It's like kind of fantasy royale style.
Apex-ish as far as abilities. Kind of.
But you're not locked to the character you choose. There's a lot to get into about it, but you have abilities on your character.
Interesting.
And it's good. We like it. It's what we liked about Fortnite, minus the parts that we didn't like about Fortnite. So, like, we don't have to worry about the building. Now it's just shoot and have fun movement things and stuff like that. Last night when we played, 1-1 came in second. I don't think we finished outside of the top 10 in any of our games. But we've been having fun. It's been a good time. It's been fun to make Todd pick up a BR again after we stopped playing for so long. I'm like, you still got it in you. Don't worry. First couple games might be a little rough. I know you can shoot. We're all right. Here we go. First couple games, then boom. Now we get out of a game and the team has 7 kills. He's got 5 of them. I'm like, yes, we're doing something. Let's go. Then I'm not listening to that book anymore.
All right. Said fuck it.
I can't. It's the voice, man. It's salad. Yeah. It's so salad fingers. So I need to find a new one. And I probably will. There's a book on my nightstand I need to read. So I might just grab the audiobook for it and do it that way. It'll be easier. And we watched Moneyball again. I don't know what my time is seeing that. Then I'm on episode. I got 3 episodes left of The Boys. So we're.
It's gonna start.
And now I got sports. I got sports. Soccer's back. Baseball's going on. The League World Series is going on.
Yeah, you are Man U, right?
Yep.
So you were thrilled about the game.
Thrilled about the 4-0 because, as I told you last week, if we lose, it needs to not be badly. If we draw, it needs to not be ugly. And instead, we won 4-0, and I was like, woo! Yeah, it was a good time. I was enjoying it. But that's enough about sports.
Sports.
Let's quit being jocks and be nerds. Matt, Man U doesn't play till Monday. So if I wanted to, you know, do something in the meantime, what could I look at?
You could look at the new releases for curated by Gamers 2. Nate, specifically, because I don't.
Which means I can play a game called Dicey Dungeons on PC. PC Building Simulator on my PS4. Ironic.
I don't understand.
I could play Remnant from the Ashes on Xbox, or I could play the new No Man's Sky update, No Man's Sky Beyond.
Beyond. Looks good. Interested.
I am intrigued, but I no longer own No Man's Sky, so I got rid of it on PlayStation.
What's it? Is it full price on PC?
I could probably get it on a sale. I think it's 40 on PC, though. Maybe it's 60, but I think it's 40. I'd prefer to wait to a sale.
Yeah, that would make sense. I wonder if you could get it from a reseller or something for cheap.
Same thing with the senders we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
So.
That one's only $25.
Dollars.
You know.
Yeah, it's what it is. That's the thing. There's a finite amount there.
What it is.
There, in theory, is a non-finite amount in No Man's Sky.
In theory.
String theory. You got number one. In the headlines category.
Number one, Microsoft's head of Xbox and gaming, Phil Spencer.
The man, the myth, and the legend.
Has confirmed the company isn't working on a streaming-only console.
RIP.
Microsoft's plan for a second console was scrapped earlier this year, thanks to developer concerns and a bigger focus on xCloud. Microsoft is now pushing ahead with its xCloud public trials. After showing off the cloud gaming service at E3 this year, a public beta is expected to launch in October. Looks like Microsoft's Project Scarlet will be the only kid on the Xbox block. The Project Scarlet console, as you may remember, will include 8K graphics, SSD storage, ray tracing support, a custom designed CPU based on AMD Zen 2, and Radeon RDNA architecture. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, so it's funny that once again, Microsoft fails with, not fails, I shouldn't say fails, because it's a correct choice, but cannot get the let's make a media box idea out of the doors.
Yeah. Well, it's probably a good move because then they can focus on getting xCloud to run on everything.
Which is the smart move as far as I'm also concerned. God, every time I see those stats, it's like, it includes 8K graphics. Bullshit. You need an 8K screen, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, right? I'm skeptical of...
I mean, you can probably push it, and if you can build the screen for it, that's going to cost you $4,000.
I'm skeptical of the performance that they are insinuating.
As always.
As always.
Number two. Sony is adding more colors to the DualShock 4 library. Electric purple, titanium blue, rose gold, and red camouflage. All four controllers feature a subtle two-tone color scheme. The electric purple model, in particular, is getting some extra flair in the form of all-white icons for the face buttons in place of Sony's iconic colors. If you're a fan of the rose gold color, Sony will be releasing a matching version of its gold wireless headset for the PS4 called the Rose Gold Wireless Headset. You see what they did there? If you can't figure out which one to buy, ain't that fucking hard. But it is going to cost you $100 in November. Matt, thoughts? I have some.
I saw the purple one, and I was like, I need that. And then Samantha saw the rose gold one, and she's like, you have a gold controller. I need a rose gold controller.
I want that purple one. The purple but here's awesome. My problem.
It's $65.
And I don't need another controller.
Yes.
Holy shit. Please, on the PS5, make it faceplates. I'll buy faceplates all day.
Yeah, but now they know that people will buy the controller, so they're just like, nah.
I'm not going to.
No, that's true. But enough people
do. I know. I'm not their only consumer, but just make it a faceplate. Let me just pop, pop. Yeah. Pop, 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 pop.
At this point, pop, though, like... I mean, I don't know how yours are holding up, but I literally have, like, one healthy controller. The rest are, like, fairly beat up.
I have one healthy, one that might be going to a doctor appointment at some point. And then one that has been in the ICU that I just don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
That's the one that I fucked up with the Horizon stickers.
Okay.
I just don't bother with that anymore. I'm like, nah, you're dead to me.
Mine suffer from, one is worse than the other, but one, well, yes, they are a little disformed. One in particular, though, suffers from the Switch issue of...
You drifting?
Yeah, it drifts. So.
Drifting.
But it is what it is.
Just want the purple color.
Yeah.
Please, for the PS5, I will pay you $30 extra for the console if you allow me to get it in that purple from the start. If you allow me to custom color it, I'll give you $30 more. How's that sound, PlayStation?
That's pretty crazy.
Our podcast is blue. I want a purple one. How's that make sense?
Yeah. What I would go for is a new gold wireless headset because... Best bang for buck.
I just don't even use my headset.
Best bang for buck.
I don't have online anymore anyway, but I don't use my headset. I just play it through the TV.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying more for my PC than anything else.
Yeah, but you have a $250 headset for
your PC.
That's
a piece of shit. It's an absolute
offer to take it off your hands.
Piece of shit. Absolute garbage.
But I also don't need to because mine works fine.
Yeah, so. Mine doesn't. The other day when we were playing, it just randomly turned the volume all the way up. And then, like, the volume rocker on it doesn't register, and you'll sit there and be turning it down. And if you do it slowly, it turns it up. So I have to sit there and do it. I have to spin the rocker really fast, and then it slowly steps it down.
Huh.
And then the battery life doesn't exist. I have to keep it plugged in at all times.
It's entertaining because Kenny has the same headset as I do, or did.
Uh-huh.
Had, like, the same problems you're talking about with that headset. But I've never had any problem with my headset other than, like, it behaving weirdly at one point. But that was when I had to re-upgrade my computer to force the Windows update. And it wasn't the headset. It was my own stupidity.
I
checked the box I shouldn't have, like a dumbass.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I know what you mean.
most of those issues existed from the time I got it, too, which is the best part.
Yeah, that was my favorite part. You got home and you're like, I fucking.
Yeah, it was garbage. But anyways, you know, that's the lesson here is...
Don't buy gaming accessories at PAX.
Don't buy Astro products.
Oh, actually, that's true, because I almost tried to buy a mouse and Matt talked me out of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I just don't trust their crap.
But mine was Corsair.
Yeah, but that's a different scenario. You have two mice on your desk right now.
I could have had three. If you would just let me live my life.
All right. Maybe next time. Number three.
I have super glue downstairs just so I can fix the wheel came loose so it's off the spindle. Yeah. So I just got to put it back together or like adhere it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else is wrong with the mouse. And I just wish it broke.
Well, do you want me to just spike it on the ground?
No, because it's a really good mouse. But at the same time, I'm like, man, if that breaks, I know exactly what's replacing it.
Speaking of mice, I've been really happy with my Zowie.
I can't do gloss mice.
That's the only downside to it is it's glossy, and there's a simple solution, which is rub it with a Scotch-Brite pad. A lot of people do it. I just haven't done it because...
Or sandpaper.
Sandpaper is too abrasive.
You're not using a fine enough grain.
So, like, well, yes, but the Scotch-Brite...
I use sandpaper to exfoliate.
The Scotch-Brite pad works perfectly to just take the layer of gloss off and leave everything else intact.
Interesting.
And it just hasn't annoyed me enough yet, because it's not so much that it's the issue is it captures all my grease and then it gets really dirty. And I have to sit there and wipe it off with, like, a washcloth or something because it's gross. But anyways, it's a good mouse.
Disgusting.
Yeah. On to Nintendo. Nintendo appears to be preparing to launch an SNES wireless controller for the Switch. In an FCC filing spotted by forum posters at Reset Era, photos of the new SNES controller have been marked as confidential until next year. However, a label location reveals that there could be ZL and ZR buttons on the top, or this section could form part of the Joy-Con docking rail to attach them to the Switch. The FCC filings reveals very little other information apart from the fact that the SNES controller will naturally include Bluetooth support for the wireless connection to the Switch, has a 525 milliamp internal battery, and a USB port.
Interesting.
Yes.
Maybe it'll be better than the Pro Controller.
Maybe.
Luckily, though, I only already have one wireless one. Don't need another one. Because I don't have people that play that. Technically, I have three. The Joy-Cons are wireless. I don't want to hear it. Nerds. I get it. All right?
Nerds.
Pick it up. Number four. Minecraft developer Mojang is officially canceling the game's anticipated super-duper graphics pack. Originally announced back at E3 2017 as a downloadable update for the popular crafting game, according to Mojang's post announcing the cancellation, quote, the pack proved too technically demanding to implement as planned, end quote, with the studio unhappy with how it performed across devices. If there's nothing funnier to me than an 16,
I think.
Bit game saying that a super duper graphics package is too demanding on today's hardware across all devices. That is the greatest, like, what today?
Yeah, I think there's several mod packs that would like to have a word with you.
Yeah, specifically the HD res pack, which makes Minecraft look super weird.
Yeah,
it's almost like eerie what Minecraft looks like at that point. I'm like, that's actual water physics. Why is that? I can't just pick up a bucket and put that over there. That's weird.
I've been thinking about Minecraft a little bit lately because it's so different than when I last played it that I'm like a little curious
So funny you should mention that, Matt.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I, too, thought about that. But you want to know why I thought about it? Because apparently everybody on fucking Twitch is playing it again.
Yeah.
All I see is like, oh, I'm streaming Minecraft. I'm like... Is this 2006? What happened?
It's coming back again.
We're going around town. Then the Minecraft Battle Royale take back off again. And
here whenever we go. When's Minecraft Dungeons supposed to come out? That was announced at this E3, right?
Yeah, it was this E3.
Okay.
We got a little bit of time.
All right, well, maybe I'll look into that Minecraft situation.
I'm not hosting the server, that's all I'm saying.
Play some more.
I don't care if we mod it or not.
All right.
Just if you mod it, let me know how many I have to download, you psychopath.
I mean, I'd probably do some sort of like, I'd probably just do Tekkit or something like that.
Good old Tekkit.
But maybe not. Maybe just not mod it. See, that's maybe what I mean. Just go vanilla. Because it's so different.
Right.
There's so much new stuff.
Like, what if I have a baby penguin?
Exactly. Like, there's tons of different
I'm going to name it
now.
Piplup.
There's sword and, there's like, you can block now. There's like sword and shields.
Yeah, there are. You're correct. But you want to know what I'm going to do? Build us a town center. Because what do I always do? Build us a town center. What are you going to do? Disappear immediately.
Exactly. That's the
We're
way
gonna
it should be.
We're going to agree on where base camp is, and then I'll never see you again.
I mean, I show up to drop stuff off.
Yeah, that's because really that's it. Where your house is. You're like, perfect, there's a chest here. All right, I'll see you guys later. Nate, reorganize that. I got to go do things. Meanwhile, I'm like, dude, look at this farm I built, though. It's self-irrigating. It's self-propagating. I have melons. Do you want a melon? No, I have things to do in the cave. Those emeralds don't get themselves.
My precious.
And then I'm like, all right. And then you come back and you, for some reason, have changed your in-game skin from when you left as the guy in the suit to the guy that's homeless with the giant beard. And you just come back and I'm like, I built a tree fort. I don't know what else I'm doing today.
I'm fulfilling my millennial dream of being a hobo.
Except you come back with your cans or just whatever rocks you found down in a hole. You're like, look, I have rocks. If I put them in furnace, things come out. Like, what? No, they just make them smooth. I know. Shiny, smooth rock. I built a house out of shiny, smooth rock. And I'm just going to be standing there the entire time like, why didn't we play the fucking HD res one? At least then you could actually have
Eventually, I want to genuinely beat Minecraft because I've never done that.
Ender Dragon?
Yeah. But, like, legitimately, you know, like, not.
Ah, yes.
You know.
Not the way we could do it.
Yeah. Not full, the easy
full,
way.
Full diamond armor sets, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, the intended way when I originally.
Here's all I'm saying. I'll build us a town center.
All right. Well, I'll mine, so.
Well, once I get done with the town center, after 2 weeks, I'll come down to the mines.
The Mines of Moria.
Or I'll just find this one spawner and then make a spawn farm.
Although, like, the modded versions have their own allure. Like, there's one world
We're
that
gonna
I played
way deep into
that, like, I want to recapture to where
the page world?
Yes. That's the thing. Like, I want to do that again with the Iron Man suits because it was, like, the coolest thing ever. The coolest thing ever.
We could just do the space mod and try to launch off the planet.
We could. We could do that.
We could also do the page mod. I mean, we could probably get other people that would just be in just to play Minecraft.
Yeah.
While you and I are like, look at all the stuff we could do with the mod. And they'll just log in and be like, I have a 2x2 house. I'm like, I'm going to space.
Look at my flowers.
Yeah.
We're flying around with freaking Minecraft or Iron Man suits.
We're like, basically just playing No Man's Sky, but in Minecraft. And they're like, I have a house. And I'm like, bitch, I have a spaceship. This is my house.
We did try a world once that was the whole, we were doing the space one. But the world was super hard and we had all of the, we added some mod that added in a bunch of like different enemies and creatures and stuff. You couldn't be out at night, that type of thing.
Ah.
And then while that was happening, we were trying to build a spaceship to leave the world to get to a safe world. Like that was like the whole premise.
Jeez.
And we didn't make it very far. It was just like, we gave up. Quitters.
It's the same thing. Like I wish not to keep belaboring us into talking about random things. I wish No Man's Sky, and maybe it does, you know, haven't looked at it. Haven't played it in a long time since launch, actually. If that would offer us what we're talking about in Minecraft, man, that'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, I think
like,
it does.
We can actually just get into spaceship. Like, we can act. We know we can actually just get into spaceships and stuff. And I could easily convince at least one other person to buy it. The other one would have to save up an allowance. That's a different discussion. But I could at least get one person definitely to buy it if I could find it somewhere cheap enough, or I could just buy the keys and then give them out. And it's like, we're going to take over space.
We'll have to look into that, because it does, from what I read and seen. Because
I have to take my own beating. Shit on No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Last week, 2 weeks ago.
I don't know.
Whenever you talked about the 3-article problem,
mm-hmm.
shit on it, because it was terrible at launch. Terrible is the wrong word. It was like a really, really good foundation, but it was nothing that they said it was.
Yeah.
It was a really good pre-alpha, and now we're at like what I would consider actual launch window.
Yeah. So it looks like what was I saying? Oh, from what I've read and seen, it does look exactly like what we're talking about. With the, you can tame creatures. We'll talk about
that. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, we can make a world out of this, and we don't have to host a server. It's a whole.
Yeah, it's just there. It's a thing. You can have up to 16 people.
Log in. What planet are you on? Oh, hold on. I need to jump to hyperspace to find you. Let me just, jerk off my nerd a little bit more. Ooh, look at this. I need to get some carbon so I can put it into my engine and fly away. My storage ship has 24 storage spaces. How much does yours have?
Did you see the number that they increased it to?
I don't want to even know. I just remember when 24 was big.
It was at 250 for your inventory. They upped it to 10,000. No, wait. You could have up to 250 items. Like
unique in items. Or in a stack.
In a stack. They upped it to 10,000. So you could have up to 10,000 items in a stack.
How many slots, though?
I don't know. I would have to look. Anyways.
Do you remember having getting the...
Yeah, you had a ship.
The 8 ship was big.
Yeah, you had a ship with 8 slots.
And then you come across one at a place you could buy, and you're like, that has 16 slots of gear? I can put one deflector shield in there? Wow. And now they're like, 10,000, go fuck yourself.
I'm
like,
my multi-tool has 3 spaces in it. Like,
what if I had a gun? But we couldn't see each other, so it didn't matter.
Yeah. Right,
No Man's
5.
Sky, we're giving you a lot of love. I hope you don't disappoint me.
Number 5, 343 Industries creative director Tim Longo has departed the company around 1 year before the launch of the studio's current major project, which
Longo.
Is Halo Infinite.
I don't know who you are, but Longo!
Kotaku reports that Longo was moved to a new role a few weeks ago before he left entirely this week. Longo has been with 343 Industries as a creative director since May of 2013, having previously worked on Halo 5 Guardians. Prior to that, he held director roles at Crystal Dynamics and LucasArts. Executive producer Mary Olson will be heading up Halo Infinite's campaign team as lead producer, while studio head Chris Lee will remain in overall creative control of the project, according to a statement from Microsoft. Damn. Yes. Just throwing this in there because of, the trends that we've noticed with, say, for example, Anthem and BioWare and employees leaving. So, keep that, file that away in the back of your head for when Halo launches, and we'll what's the word I'm looking
Visit?
For? Revisit. That's the word.
It's going to be... interesting. There's a lot of interesting things about to happen. Whatever's going to continue to happen with Anthem and BioWare in general and the new Dragon Age, whatever's about to happen with the new Halo and 343 and their studio, whatever is currently happening with the other Bungie and this Destiny thing, there's a lot of large titles and large things that have been in this weird spinning...
state of flux.
Yeah. They've been in a real fluxy type of way.
Yeah.
Yeah. A word. Don't question me.
Just kind of sitting there. You're just staring at it, waiting for it to either explode into a beautiful light show or into an ugly pile of vomit that slowly dies.
Yeah. Like, it's the opposite of the meme of, like, poking him with a stick and come on, do something.
Yeah.
It's more of the grab your popcorn because it's going to be a show no matter what happens. You're just like, ooh, look at that. Look at what that one did. That guy just lost somebody over there. Interesting. Number 6. Nintendo is giving some Switch owners the option to trade in their recently purchased systems for the latest revision of the console that offers improved battery life. But the offer to upgrade to the latest model of the Nintendo Switch appears to be limited to customers who purchased the original version of the system on or after July 17th, the same day Nintendo announced the system update. News of the exchange program originated on Reddit, of course, where user Darth Mewtwo, I respect that, that's basically what armored Mewtwo looks like, is a Darth. That's all I'm saying. Quote, Nintendo told me if you bought your Switch after July 17th, 2019, they can exchange it for the new upgraded model for free, end quote. Polygon contacted Nintendo's customer service department and verified those details with a representative. Customer service said that customers will need to cover shipping and insurance costs and that customers should transfer their purchases to the new system using a Nintendo Switch online account. The exchange offer appears to be specific to customers in the U.S. and Canada.
I didn't look into it, but early reports are saying that the battery life is even better than
reported.
Reported.
Early reports are saying it's better than reported.
Exactly. Initially reported. Early reports are saying that battery life is better than initially reported. So that's interesting.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I luckily don't have the problem of that because I don't really
use it.
I don't abuse mine off the charger. Like the most I've ever used it was when I'm traveling to see family or going to. I didn't take it with me to Boston, but like I took it with me to Texas. Like anywhere I'm flying. Where I'm like, all right, I got a layover. I'll start playing something. But I usually also carry the charger in my backpack, so I just have it around if I need it.
Mm-hmm. They did change the box art on the console, too, so you can distinctly tell the difference between the old version and the new version.
Not the good old, hey, let me see your SKU numbers.
Yeah.
Xbox, I'm looking at you.
Good stuff. Little update here, small little update. In June, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo gave a 7-page joint statement to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, outlining the impact of the upcoming tariffs we all have heard so much about. On Tuesday, the Trump administration announced that it won't impose new tariffs until after the holiday season. So it's they're getting a slight reprieve for the console sales and software sales for the season. Delayed the tariffs.
Interesante.
Yes.
I mean, we'll see. I don't think it's going to mean anything for this holiday season. Specifically in talking terms of consoles and stuff that we were talking about before. Yeah. It's not going to affect this holiday. It's going to, next holiday is what we're really looking at.
Yeah.
Whether or not they'll have to push consoles or, you know. Or, you know, whatever happens in Hong Kong. So,
Hong Kong. Hong Kong!
Tiananmen Square Part 2. And this podcast just got censored in China.
They saw a video on Reddit earlier today of them rolling APCs.
They have militarized.
Into Hong Kong.
So, the internet... Funny thing just about Hong Kong. Ha ha ha. The international is in its group stages, the Dota competition, and because Valve and some, I think, are working with some Chinese, they're either hosted in China or it's some Chinese entity are helping them, the words Tiananmen Square and something else are banned in their chat.
One of them was Winnie the Pooh. I didn't know what that was. Winnie the Pooh
and Tiananmen Square are banned in their chat.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why Winnie Pooh is, but I didn't look it up, and it just was like, yep, that sounds about right. Censor it. Number 8, ESPN, The Ocho. The next Need for Speed game is Need for Speed Heat, which will again blend the series' familiar themes of street racing and police work. It launches November 8th for PlayStation 4, Windows PC, and Xbox One. Heat, the 16th, holy shit. 16th entry in the mainline how many is it if we don't count that mainline Need for Speed series takes place in the fictional town of Palm City, aka Miami-Dade County. Players will race on beachfront straightaways and technical downtown courses, as well as, of course, a huge freeway for the inevitable getaway. Players will race in two series in Heat. There is a sanctioned daytime competition called the Speed Hunters Showdown, where you earn money to buy and customize a fleet of cars. And if your name's Nate, that car is a Lotus Elise that does an 8.1-something quarter-mile drag. That's what I use the Lotus
Elise
for.
What if the Elise isn't in there?
I'm not.
What if they just have the Evora?
I won't play the game.
Okay.
You need to have the Elise or the Exige. If you don't have one of the two, I'm out. Done. See you next year, Forza Horizon. At night, you are working for a kind of currency called rep. In an underground, that is terribly written. Kind of currency called rep. No, you're working to build your reputation is what that should read. In an underground racing series where corrupt cops can bust you and through the magic of civil asset forfeiture, take back your money. What lawyer wrote the game title?
I don't know. It's great, though.
In the magic of civil asset forfeiture, take your money. Ghost Games, which was behind 2017's Need for Speed Payback, the 2015 reboot Need for Speed, and 2013's Need for Speed Rivals, will again be developing the game, which means Nate, unfortunately, might not like it.
They did say that they have heard that of people. They've heard people's criticisms of the previous games, which they specifically pointed out as.
I have two big ones.
What are yours? I'll tell you if they address them.
I got two big ones. One is consistent with their last two games, 2015 and 2017. The other one addresses only 2017.
All right, what are they?
The driving is not. I wanted to, if it was Need for Speed, but Forza Horizon's way that the cars handle and drive and everything, yep, all day, I'm good. But it's not. It's really heavy. It's just, the cameras are really weird.
Yeah.
There's a lot in there that just doesn't.
They did not mention that.
Of course not, because why would they? Forza Horizon did what Need for Speed Most Wanted, the first one, the original Most Wanted. They both had very clean, fluid, everything felt really good driving mechanics. Now, like the Forza one, or not, sorry, not the Forza ones, the Need for Speed ones, the last two that I played, because I did play 2015 and 17, hoping something was different. They're just really heavy, and I can't do this. It's not enjoyable to me. The problem I had with the 17 one is they adopted the crew model of putting parts on your car that were tied to a gear score of sorts, which, fuck off. That's terrible.
That one they kind of talked about. They basically said that they know that people were unhappy with the cars that were available and the way that modifications and stuff like that work. So
it should just be. I don't know why this is so hard for I don't know. It's so hard for them sounds bad because I know they're trying to do something different and stand out from. Specifically, probably Horizon, because that's the, and I guess the crew, but the crew did its own thing by adding planes and everything else, where you need to have a way to upgrade your car that isn't just put money in it, I guess, you know what I mean? Like, win race, get money, part costs money, part goes in car, yada, yada. But that is the tried and true best method of it. What you guys were doing at Need for Speed of separating yourselves was actually creating this story around having these cinematic cutscenes and stuff. Were they cheesy? Sure, but it's not this radio announcer talking to me in Forza. You actually were putting thought into this character and these environments and hey, you have this crew. Oh, of course, somebody got shot. You need to now race for your life, you know, stuff like that. But your driving wasn't good, and then you added in this really, kind of, not hodgepodge, but really bad way of upgrading the cars, where I was like, if you just gave me money after the race and then allowed me to upgrade parts that way, and even if you locked parts behind levels, yes, I still have a racer level where I'm getting experience, so I can't buy the best part until I hit X amount of something in the game, that would be different to me. But the random part, and it was random parts generated, it was like, I just can't do that. It's the same problem I had with the crew initially. Mixed with server desync issues and all the other actual problems I had with it. But it's let me either race the stock cars and then upgrade. I don't know. It's just,
yeah.
Their customization was great. The visuals on you could do with the cars, because you could get down to the nitty gritty and customize a lot of things. I was like, that's really cool. That's really good. Why does your handling suck dick?
That's the major issue, I think, is that
if the driving,
it's not fun to drive.
If the driving was fun, I could forgive a lot of the other stuff. But because the driving's not fun, it makes me stare at it angrily, and then I see other problems.
Yeah.
Love Need for Speed. I hope it's right. Will I have Origin Access at that point? Yes, because here's the thing. It's coming out on Origin Access. Come September, towards the end of September, after I've hopefully beaten Borderlands 3 in 2 weeks. Not in two, like, I'm hoping within a two-week time frame I've beaten at least the main campaign of Borderlands. I will be able to snag Origin Access for my 3 to 4 month window, in which I will play Madden, FIFA, this, Star Wars, and maybe like the Battlefield Battle Royale. Like, I will play all those games within 4 months and pay $60.
Mm-hmm.
And save 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's $60 for somewhere around $300 worth of games.
Yeah.
So
that is an ideal deal.
Yep, because I know I'll only touch so much of Madden. I'll probably play FIFA the most out of the sports ones. And I'm definitely going to give Need for Speed a shot because I want to like it again. It's the same problem we've always had, right? We play Forza. We get done with Forza. Then you get enough time away with it. And you're like, man, I kind of want to play a racing game. I want to race around a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing unless I go play Forza again. Or like I could go download Project Cars again.
Mm-hmm. There's a lack of good racing games.
Yeah.
It's not a popular genre.
And if they were on off-release cycles, like this is EA and Microsoft don't really care what the other one does, but if they were on off-release cycles, like, oh, look, here's Forza Horizon. Oh, next year, here's Need for Speed. It would at least be two different genres and not just Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Which is a different problem and a whole thing, but... Don't ask me how far I am. It's not good.
Number 9.
Yep.
Activision Blizzard has appointed 2 new C-level hires. New C-suite?
Oh, like CEOs. Yeah. Okay. I thought you meant like C-level, and then I was like, they're ocean?
New Chief Marketing Officer, David Messinger.
The good old CMO spots.
And new Chief People Officer.
Wait, what?
Claudine Naughton.
The CPO?
CPO. Right. Messengers.
You there, Chief People Officer. What is your duty? I chief the people.
Messenger's career is included in a number of leadership positions, including a manager role. What is he again? Marketing officer. Okay, that's what we're talking about. That. Manager role at Walt Disney Company, director roles at Ticketmaster and Verum Ventus. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know what that
is. 15 years as co-head and CAA marketing for the Creative Artists Agency, whatever that is.
I think CAA. Oh, never mind. I'm an idiot.
More recently, he's worked as CEO for Verum Ventus. I'll have to look up what that is. I have no idea what that is. Variety reports that Messenger's new role at Activision Blizzard represents the first time the company has had a corporate-wide chief marketing officer to oversee marketing across all the company's distinct brands. Apparently, before they had a manager for every brand, like a separate manager for every brand, which I thought was interesting.
That is interesting.
Meanwhile,
I agree.
Meanwhile, Claudine Naughton will assume the role of chief people officer, overseeing company-wide HR. Naughton has over 2 decades of experience in various leadership and HR-related positions with the American International Group, most recently as Executive Vice President and Chief Human Resource Officer. The former Chief People Officer, Brian Stoltz, will move into a new creative role with Activision Blizzard of Senior Advisor. A.K.A. he is retiring soon. It's the only way that I see that, but...
Sounds like Verum Ventus is... meant to
it's a fake company
plays a thought leadership role regarding key issues facing C-suite executives, so they're probably like a advisory board on how to handle C positions. I also like the head of name it a CPO, just call it your head of HR. Like, I don't know why.
But I just find like this is all interesting to me. Like, they never had a chief marketing officer, they never had a not a CPO, but some sort of chief HR. Like, they were all, like, you know.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's weird.
Once
it's
again, add Blizzard into this flux.
Yeah.
And they're going to have their first showing of it come November. They're going to be the first ones, depending on what Destiny and Bungie do, but they're going to have their shit aired out in November, and people are going to be staring at them. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, for sure.
Number 10. Matt's man love, Ewan McGregor, is reportedly returning to the Star Wars universe. The actor is in talks to reprise his role as Obi-Wan Kenobi in a Disney Plus series about the Jedi Master, according to a report from Deadline.
Literally nothing else is known about it. I just thought it was interesting.
Interesting, or you're going, please, 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 please,
let's
please
fucking do this. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's fucking do this. Give me that, like, that crazy, you know, practical effects Mandalorian style shooting you're doing there with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I completely forgot about the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget about the Mandalorian until it comes out, and then you'll have to still tell me it's out.
Yeah. We'll watch it. I'll make you watch it.
Okay.
Like, I'm probably
you're gonna have to probably force me to do it.
Other good Ewan McGregor news that you don't really care about because you've never seen the show, but they did Long Way Round and Long Way Down with their motorcycle trips that they do, where they go across vast distances on their motorcycles. They are apparently doing Long Way Up. They are south in North America.
Interesting.
Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman.
Nice.
I'm super thrilled for that because their other series are
great.
Excellent content, okay, as the kids say.
Kids say you got that excellent content. I don't know if we need to talk about 11. We already did, kind of did.
I mean, I put a link in there. We could talk about patch notes or like look at them. Or you want
to do it afterwards? I prefer to just speculate as much as we already did. It was No Man's Sky stuff. Don't worry about it. We already talked about it enough. But anyway, yeah, it's. I mean, I think that's it. There are no questions. I did check. If you did submit it, you're late. Hoorah! We got Gamescom next week.
Jesus.
Yeah, be ready for that.
Time flies.
When you're having fun.
Time flies.
Yeah, time flies. Time exists.
Are we expecting anything from Gamescom other than...
I'm not expecting any like announcements or anything, but I'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, hopefully.
So we'll see. Hopefully the rain wasn't too bad. I left the window open a little bit there while it started coming down, so hopefully it wasn't too bad in the mic. But you guys enjoy your week, and we will see you in 7 days. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.